Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Miller didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
It does everything.
Mrs. Miller used to frown at those greasy work shirts on wash day and say,
here I go, scrubbing my fingers off again.
Then she'd sort out those dirty towels.
Do you suppose they'll ever be white again?
And she'd look at her pretty rayon slips.
Oh, those colors. How can I keep them from looking so washed out?
Ah, and then the lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found Does does best. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power, and for nice colors, extra safety. Now, wash day's a different story for Mrs. Miller.
What do you know? Dozen those work shirts is a stint. I didn't do any hard scrubbing, and look how clean they are.
Of course, Does can't be beat for cleaning power.
Dozen my towels get from the whitest white I ever hung on the wash line.
Sure, Does can't be beat for...
Really leaves them brighter.
Of course, Does is safer for colors, so they last longer. You see, ladies, does everything. It's been proved best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. Does best. Does everything. Now, Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Well, tonight is the night of the big community meeting in Lastonbury. Everyone is expected, including Molly and her opponent, Mr. Reynolds. But a few minutes ago, just when all of Molly's friends began arriving to take her to the affair, Molly was convinced that Rosie had a fever. And with that, she decided her place is at home where her child needs her. Right now, it begins to look as if Molly will never get to the meeting. And that means she will not get the nomination for the village council. Listen.
Who came in?
It's me, Seymour.
Tell him not to come in here, Ma.
The thermometer, don't take it out of your... Seymour, make yourself comfortable in the front room, darling. I'll be right in. I'm just taking Rose and...
You have to know that.
Then you opened your mouth and you took the thermometer. I'll put in the thermometer. Watch, Seymour, dear. Just make yourself comfortable.
What
did you say about Rose? It's non-consequential. Will you please tell him to proceed, Seymour?
Aren't you going to
meet him? Yes, he is. Rosie, again, you opened your mouth. Tell Bruce to stop tootling, and he should go and please proceed.
All right, I'll tell him you'll be at the meeting a little later.
Tell him that you'll
be right. I'm answering, Rosie. I'm answering. And put the thermometer so I should know already, please.
Seymour, just tell him, please, to proceed.
Why are you
going to
be so late?
Mark.
Just tell him.
Mark. Here, Ma, I'm sure I haven't any temperature.
Let me see. Just here. Tell him, Seymour, please.
Let's see.
Let
me see. Have I any temperature?
Let me see, please.
All right.
Let me see. Put on the light. I can't see.
Ma, let me see.
Huh?
Wait.
Read it right correctly.
So? 98.5.
Huh?
Well.
98.5?
I told you I didn't have any temperature.
No.
I really think you're sorry that my temperature is normal.
That's nice to say.
True, though.
Why is it true?
Because you'd like to have an excuse not to go to the meeting.
Rosie, please. Is that
true, Ma? You're afraid of going.
Should I be afraid?
Because it's something different for you.
That's why I'm afraid.
Well. Isn't it?
All right, Rosie.
All right, Martin. Get your coat and get your hat.
I'll get my hat and I'll get my coat. I'll get everything. No. What I should do. I didn't promise Papa. That I wouldn't go, and I promised Papa on the telephone I wouldn't accept the nomination.
Papa's not here, Ma, so we can't convince him that you should go and that you should accept the nomination. So
I never did anything without first convincing Papa.
Papa'll be very proud of you, Ma.
I don't think so.
He will, Ma. Come in and get your fancy hat and coat. And take Seymour with you, Ma, please.
Why shouldn't Seymour stay here until I come back? Why should you be here alone?
I'm not alone. Amadeo is here.
He's a child. And he's upstairs. Why is it? I don't know. I should go. I should not go.
Ma.
If I didn't tell Papa, nobody asked me.
Ma, please.
All right. See. I'll see. I don't know yet. I don't know yet, Rosalie, but I'll do.
Oh, Mommy.
Come in, Seymour.
Ma, please take Seymour with you.
Rosalie, please. I don't like that latitude to one human being to another human being. Council meetings, I should go, but your behavior is just one human being and not a human being. Don't be so rude with the whole world. Be with people that are near you and close to you and dear to you and your neighbors that come into your house. Everything is the council and for the world. Everybody has one little world, and that's the people that are with them, personal to personal, eye to eye. Come in, Seymour, dear.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
I'm going to go to the meeting, Mrs. Goldberg.
To walk my mother to the village.
Not
Seymour.
Necessary for Seymour to walk me to the village.
I don't want you to go
it's
out
all right,
alone.
It's all right, Rosalie. I don't want you to be alone.
Oh, I'll be very glad to stay. So I'll call my sister, Betty. If she didn't leave yet, she'll walk up to meet you, or you could walk down and meet her, or you could both meet halfway.
Well, Seymour can walk you down to Bertie's house.
Not necessary.
Oh, do you want me to answer it?
I'll take
it. I got it.
I'll get you the latch of mine.
Hello? Yes, David? No, I didn't leave the house yet. There's no temperature. It's very normal. Who's there already to meet you?
There isn't Elizabeth Neal there.
Yeah. Who else?
And Teresa.
Yeah. Who else? Who else are they expecting?
Everybody.
Is Mr. Reynolds there?
All right, David. Huh? But maybe, David, I should leave well enough as is. Huh? I mean, and maybe not go?
Ma.
Huh? If Jake was here and... Huh?
Ma, you need to go to the meeting, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, why don't you speak to Bruce? Maybe Mrs. Willoughby, maybe she's better equipped than me?
Really, Ma?
For a councilwoman? Well, she has three sons in the army. I have one. I'm aware of the home front, David.
And it'll be here long after the war is over.
All
and every
right.
time a person raises their voice for what's right or against what's
yes.
wrong, it's a bullet in the right direction.
All right, David.
Hey, Mrs. Goldberg, if I was ever disappointed in a human being, that person is you.
All right, David.
Oh, my. For a woman like you to shake your responsibility.
Bertie, please.
Seymour, I'm not talking to you.
All right,
I'm
Bertie.
I'm addressing my remarks to Mrs. Goldberg, and I repeat, when a woman, or anybody for that matter, is called upon to do their duty,
but Bertie,
all right, Bertie.
Or do you consider the business of this town too unimportant,
Bertie.
Mrs. Goldberg? This meeting may not be as important as the Dumbarton Oaks Conference of International Agreement or Foreign Trade.
Bertie.
And if your reason for not going is because of Mr. Edward Reynolds or Elizabeth Neal or Teresa Fernandez, for that matter, I say again that this personal tangle is as unimportant
as what?
I'm not talking to you, Seymour.
Here's your coat, Ma.
Oh, well, I'm glad I convinced you, Mrs. Goldberg.
You didn't convince her.
Oh, you convinced her, huh?
Yes. Mrs. Goldberg is as socially minded as you are. She has more at stake than you have.
Well, what does that mean?
She happens to have a son in the Army.
If I might have had a brother in the Army, if...
If what?
Nothing.
Say it. If what? Maybe I am 4F, but I'm conscious of my responsibilities, and you know it.
Did you see my hat, Rosalie?
I'll get it, Ma. It's
inside. You have to refer to my physical condition in front of Rosie.
Oh, if I said anything, I'm sorry for Seymour. Excuse me. It's for your future that I'm so militant. My future is past already. My life is all lived out already. My thoughts are all for you. And all the young people like you. I want the boys to come home to their sweethearts with jobs waiting for them. And homes. And cottages with front porches. And back porches to raise families on.
I'll take it. Hello? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, aren't...
Who is it? Who is it?
Yes, operator. Put him on. Mr. Goldberg is calling from New York.
To call back.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Let Rosie tell him Mrs. Goldberg left for the meeting. Once she's there, there's nothing he can do about it.
Will you please have the party call back? Yes. All right, thank you.
Mrs. Goldbait, hurry. Mrs. Goldbait, we'll be late.
I'm coming, Ma. I'm coming. Come on, Mommy.
Is my hair all right?
Yes,
you look wonderful.
Is my hair?
Yes, you look
all right,
Mrs. Goldbait.
I'm not going to be late. It's not a double feature moving picture.
Mama, darling.
I wouldn't come in the middle. Huh?
You look fine. Wonderful.
Little powder moon?
Yes, perfect,
huh?
Mama. You look wonderful.
Fix my glasses.
Oh.
Let it be safe. Come by.
Come on, Mrs. Goldbait.
Goodbye.
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 All right,
Ma.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, see.
Seymour, if there's something that you'd rather do...
You know there's nothing I'd rather do than be here with you. Just the both of us like this.
You mind if I read, Seymour?
No.
Thank you.
Well, see.
There's a newspaper inside if you want to read.
Thank you. You don't mind if I don't read?
No.
Well, see. May I say just one thing?
I'd rather you didn't, Seymour, please.
Why?
Because I don't love you, Seymour.
Gee, I know that. That isn't what I was going to ask you.
I like you, Seymour. I'm very fond of you, but...
That's enough for me, Rosie. I just want one thing cleared up in my mind.
Yes?
Maybe if I... Yeah, take it, Rosie. It's your father.
The stretcher bearers found him lying in a shell hole. He was so young, so brave. One leg was broken. He was badly burned. But he set his lips and lay quietly as they carried him to a receiving station behind the lines. There he was placed gently on a clean, white bed. A bed you may have helped provide. With your used kitchen fat. The morphine that gave him rest, the surgical bandages that dressed his wounds, the very used fat you turned in may have helped make those things, too. That's something for which a suffering man would want to say...
Thanks, ma'am. Thanks a lot.
Friends, 30 pounds of used fat are needed to provide and maintain one hospital bed for a year. Now think of one of those beds as a bed you are maintaining. A bed into which countless wounded soldiers will come for rest and care. Then salvage your used fat every drop every day and rush it to your meat dealer. And somewhere, a wounded man can say...
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Well, if Jake is calling from New York, then he's not very far from Lastonbury. Knowing her father's opposition to Molly's running for council, will Rosie attempt to delay his homecoming? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war materials.